Actually, what you have said about the hepatitis here in Yambio is really becoming now a dangerous disease because in the laboratory we have discovered that there are people who are having hepatitis B and then hepatitis C. This is the common one we have, but the most common one we are discovering now in the laboratory is hepatitis B. Though hepatitis C is there, it's not many.
Can you give us the real statistics? Like in a day, how many patients do you get with hepatitis here?
Yeah, like what we have realized is during the screening, for example, when we are screening patient, we are screening people for blood transfusion, is whereby we discover that there are people who are having hepatitis B because you may in a family, if they come about three or four people, you may see all of them are hepatitis B positive, and then there are people who are coming by themselves for just screening to know their status. Sometimes at home they will hear that somebody is having hepatitis B positive, so they will come about 10 people or 5 people to test themselves. Sometimes you will get three or four of them who are positive.
You are in the lab here, knowing more about the diseases that are common here. In comparison to HIV, which of the two cases are common?
Yeah, actually, HIV is still leading because HIV is really leading because you see, many people come for the test of HIV, but people didn't realize about hepatitis B. But we have not done any screening because this one can happen. We can distinguish or we can say this one is high when we do a screening.
So, which means you only screen those who come voluntarily, but for HIV, very many people are being screened for that. That's why you find out that HIV still is leading here. What are you doing in case people are not aware about the danger of hepatitis? Don't you take this initiative to screen them when they come for other diseases?
Yeah, actually, like now is the ministry which can take that opportunity and go and let him say to the media and they start giving awareness about the danger of the hepatitis B. Really, hepatitis B is very dangerous than even HIV because the mode of transmission is many. Because HIV is through the sex or when you cut yourself with the blade or something like that. But for hepatitis, even kissing, even the saliva, even sneezing, even the sweats, somebody can get it, even the sex.
Okay, as a lab technician, what advice do you give to the people who are ignorant about the danger that hepatitis entails?
Yeah, actually, the danger of the test now is because when it is among the people, let me in the family, it can attack many people. Like if the mother is having hepatitis B or if the father is having hepatitis B, it can be the child can have the hepatitis B also. It can be like we have seen in a family, you may see five people who are all having hepatitis B positive according to the screening we are doing, because the family can come and be four people or five people. When you screen, you see them all are having hepatitis B positive, especially those who are staying in the village. And since even there is no drug, there is nothing, there is no vaccine. Even people don't know. You tell the villager that you are hepatitis positive, I start asking me how.
But I understand there is a vaccine for hepatitis. Why is the hospital not availing that to the people who are coming?
Yeah, actually, there is a vaccine for hepatitis B or for hepatitis in general. But the vaccine is very expensive. A country like South Sudan, I don't think that it can afford to buy the vaccine for the entire population of South Sudan. It's only people who are having their money, they buy from Juba, and then they vaccinate them themselves. Like currently, this is 1,500 or 2,000, I don't know. And if you have a family of 10 people, so it's a huge of money.
Thank you, Mr. Salim. What could be your last message to our listeners?
Yeah, my last message to the listeners is that let everybody and each person come for the test in the hospital. But unfortunately, the test kit we have before, we were having a test kit of this hepatitis B and the C before enough. But with the coming of the people, the screening for blood transfusion, now currently the hospital is running shortage of the test kit of hepatitis B. We have hepatitis C, but hepatitis B is got finished, which is now another problem for the hospital and for the entire population of Budwe State.